This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. The two J's are here as we study what's going on with the Russians, ladies. I'm thinking about morale here in America, morale in Yugoslavia, morale around the world. The level of morale is a pretty good barometer of how each of us feel about leadership, I think, here and there. Generally speaking, I think across the board since this all started, we've come to realize that leadership is in a difficult situation. We're faced with not great leadership no matter where we are. And what really flabbergasts me is the leader of the Russian Orthodox Church has come out in support of the invasion. How does any cleric, how does any person supposedly of God, it just shows you how political some, if not most, churches are. What do we think? This is something that is appalling.
And there aren't a lot of great choices if you're in Russia. You know, there are not a lot of great choices. You either...
You mean for religion?
For people. Yeah. You agree with the cause choices. Or you find yourself 6 feet under. I feel bad for some of the people who get caught up in this. You know, when you've got Russians who don't know any better. There are people in the suburbs of Russia who don't have the same access to the people in the cities. People in the cities have a lot more influence to Western culture and what was going on, at least. Now, most of those things have been shut down now by Putin. He's shut down access to other places. Mm-hmm. And when you're fed something over and over and over again, you're going to believe that it's true, right? You're going to think you want to believe, number
the
one.
Frequency
and everybody, right, and everybody wants to believe that they're the good guys. I mean, we always want to believe that we're the good guys, and then sometimes we find out, well, maybe we weren't. And that's really upsetting to a lot of people, and I think more and more we find out that maybe sometimes we weren't the good guys all the time. But, you know, I don't know, whether it's someone in religion or whether it's just a person who's watching TikTok videos, I don't think they have great choices in Russia because when they fight back, they end up dead.
Yep. All right, so here's the latest candidate for the Senate in New Hampshire, a fellow named Bruce Fenton, who was interviewed and gave his thoughts
like
on the...
sitcom name, Bruce Fenton.
What, Bruce Fenton? Yeah,
I feel
exactly.
Like that could be like a character on WKRP.
He's in the Republican primary for the U.S. Senate, and that primary is fairly soon. No, it's not probably until September, I'm guessing.
It'll be now, because the general's in November.
Oh, that's right, too. Well, some primaries are in September, but, yeah, they have some of these at this time of year. This guy has compared Zelensky to Osama bin Laden. One wonders, I was looking at it, we could get Channel 9 in New Hampshire here, where I am in Massachusetts. So he was interviewed there by one of the news guys. And he said, quote, there's so many parallels between the Ukraine and the leader and the Taliban and its leader. Remember, Zelensky is a hero now. Osama was once a hero as well. So is this a good comparison to make? Would you make it if you were running for, I suppose, a way of getting attention? Look, I wouldn't know who this guy was until I saw this, and the news media jumps all over it. Is there something to what he's saying? It's true that bin Laden was a mass murderer.
He was.
Yeah.
Well, it's true, but in the 1980s, when he was battling the Soviet Union alongside Afghanistan, then people thought he was a hero. People do change. I do think that it's really hard to make correlations, but there are a lot of people who are concerned about Zelensky, particularly on the right. It seems that a lot of these theories about be careful who the good guys are in this conflict, those stories come from people typically on the right. I hosted a summit over the weekend, so I wasn't with you guys the other day. And we had some of the, you know, some of the big names in talk radio with Charlie Kirk and Sebastian Gorka and Larry Elder. And Larry Elder and Sebastian Gorka kind of line up with where I am on Ukraine, and that is that they're the ones we should be rooting for. You never root for the KGB guy who goes in and commits atrocities against women and children, right? Okay.
Yeah, like, right, yep.
And then Charlie Kirk, however, obviously not for the atrocities. I'm not trying to say that. But he's saying, you know, is the United States really, do we need to be involved in this conflict at all? And he, Doug, I think referenced something that you say a lot. When you're going down in a plane crash, do you put the mask on someone else or do you put the mask on yourself first and then help everyone else? And so there are a lot of people who think that that we need to help ourselves because we have a lot of problems. Our country is kind of failing when it comes to our economy and things. We need to help ourselves before we help other people.
Isolationism has never worked. Never.
Well, and, you know, I make the argument that I make to that is that America is going to be involved no matter what. We're giving money to Ukraine. And then once it's all over, I can tell you like a friend, we're going to be rebuilding Ukraine. And it's going to be a lot of money that we're going to be sending economically.
That's for sure.
You know, it impacts gas prices. And I'd also make the argument that having a murderous dictator like Vladimir Putin wandering the globe is not great for America's security. So, you know, I think, and also bolstering up our enemies in China, thinking that they can do the same thing in Iran and et cetera. So I think there's arguments made. Then there's a third faction that think that Zelensky is very corrupt and that Ukraine is corrupt and that Putin's draining the swamp in America. And I just, look, you can have two things being true at the same time, and I think we've talked about it here. There's a lot of corruption in Ukraine, period. There is a possibility that Vladimir Zelensky is involved in that corruption, period.
Yep. Yeah.
That doesn't mean that Vladimir Putin is justified going in and killing innocents in Ukraine, period. I mean, there can be lots of things that are true all at the same time, but unfortunately, conspiracy theorists are drawn from using little bits and shreds of facts and then whipping up big stories.
Shucks. I always like those conspiracy
theories. Probably what this guy's doing.
Yeah.
And while I can get muddy, the one thing remains the same. The victims are still the victims, and that's the civilians.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
And the stories that I was reading over the weekend, I don't know if you guys notice this when you're looking at prep and stuff, but the details really come through in the European newspapers. America sort of still whitewashes some of the atrocities that are going on, but if you read like the Telegram and the Star and the places like outside of the country, don't do that unless you're ready for it. It's bad. It's really bad.
Zelensky says that there are lots of soldiers, tens of thousands, in fact, who are ready on the border for the next offensive. So he's gone to, you know, he's doing a TV show a day, it seems. He talked to the South Koreans, asking for arms and equipment. Why, have we haven't given them enough? He's asking everybody for more. And actually, it was unclear to me, ladies, whether you saw it or didn't. Maybe you heard that there... that he was asking for troops. Is he asking for troops from South Korea? Is he having more? I was unclear.
I'm sure he loves. He would love to have troops. I haven't heard him ask for other troops. What he's asking for is for someone, whether it's the United States or NATO or someone, to clear his airspace. That's what he's been asking for a lot, which would involve troops from another country patrolling airspace. That would be the only involvement I've heard him ask for. But he's asking for, and I don't understand what the slow walking is in all of this. I mean, my goodness, everybody says, we don't want to escalate. We don't want to poke the beast in Vladimir Putin. He wants a lot of the Soviet-era equipment that Eastern Europe has. Slovakia gave him some, but like Poland had those big jets that they didn't want to hand over. They wanted the United States to hand over them, and we didn't want to hand them over. Eastern Europe has a lot of that technology that if Russia got a hold of it, it wouldn't be revealing any secrets about our technology now, and they know how to use it. They would require less training, and it seems that still nobody except Slovakia has really turned over anything for them. I don't understand. And that would be air defense systems. That would be missiles. That would be planes, and nobody's given that to him yet.
The Russians... May, and this is the sort of May, perhaps, you know, that, so this isn't really news. This is speculation that they're planning an offensive for May 9th. Remember, we were talking about this, trying to figure out, I couldn't remember. It was their victory day, because I confused that. May Day is May 1st in Russia, and that's the anniversary of the, I think, Communist Revolution. So the May 9th Victory Day celebration is when the Soviets, beat the hell out of the Nazis. You know, the Nazis invaded Russia thinking they could take it over, but they couldn't handle the cold, the weather, they couldn't handle the way the troops, so they were beaten, they beat them to a pulp. So there's never been any great love lost, apparently, still. People hold memories. The Russians and the Germans. The Germans, you know, we're talking about how bad Putin is in terms of atrocities. Well, the Germans, certainly we know what they were capable of during World War II, and that was what they tried to do to the Russians, but the Russians turned it around on them and they played the same game, because the Russians can be pretty tough. You remember the Cossacks? Any of you study the history of Russia involves a lot of tribes, and the Cossacks were the most prominent, and they were like the Taliban. They were unstoppable, unbeatable, bloodthirsty. They were, I mean, one wonders how a human being can be. You see some of these movies where, you know, everybody is killing and slicing. I don't even understand why people are going to think that that's entertaining, but that's the way it is with some. How does a human being do that to another human being? How does one get to the point of being able to attack and then somebody else can do the same thing? And that's what's going on in some areas of Ukraine. And that's what the Russians did to the Germans. The Germans were horrible. The Russians were tougher and worse. But the one thing is, when it came down to the fight between the Russians and the Taliban, the Russians lost to the Taliban. Which is, you know, it's sort of, you look around now, how come the Russians are losing to Zelensky and his forces? That's a pretty good question, isn't it? When you get right down to brass tacks, it's really very interesting to see how, even with all of these troops, you got many more, the Russians sending many more troops. A lot of them, as we've said, have defected, they've run away, they went to someplace else because they want to fight. And now there is a draft of new soldiers in Russia.
And I think
Russia.
That matters. You know, if you're, and that's why, if you're drafting people and forcing people in to a military, are they going to have the heart as the people like in Ukraine who are defending their country?
No.
Or the people in America who just join because they want to be part of the movement? No, it's different.
18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Podcast. Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. Let's check our social media with Jay Kirshner as to what's trending. Looks like Brittany is El Pregnante. Boom, shaka, boom, shaka, loom, shaka, loom.
What is that? Do you mean boom, shaka, pow, pow?
That maybe is
was that like your fertility dance or something? Giving thanks to the gods for blessing Brittany with
Yay!
The baby.
How many children does she have now?
She has two. She has two kids now.
Federline's they both from Federline, or are they?
Yeah. They're both from her ex-husband, Kevin Federline. And she is pregnant. She announced it on Instagram with her fiancé, Sam Asghari's baby. She calls him her husband, but so a lot of people are speculating if they already got married or not. But that's something a lot of people will do when they're engaged. They start referring, or even before engagement, they start referring to them
you
as
mean you can
husband
have,
and
you
wifey.
You can get pregnant without being married?
In today's society, it is physically possible.
Also, not a great tactic on your first date to start calling him your husband. It happened a few times to me. I learned my lesson. But I'm just kidding.
Oh, yikes. Okay. Well, and one of the things
really
that she
not great
about
nicknames for your first date, but I guess maybe later in the relationship.
Jump the gun. That's like saying I love you on the first date
right
before the dessert comes. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that Brittany said in her Instagram post when she was talking about being pregnant was that with her other children, she suffered perinatal depression. A lot of people are familiar with postpartum depression, where you kind of fall into a depression after the baby's born. And she's talking about how she suffered it while pregnant. And during that time, it wasn't something that a lot of people talked about. So she kind of felt isolated and alone, and she feels better that she can talk about it if it happens this time. And she says she's going to be doing a lot of yoga with this pregnancy.
Did you happen to have that? Were you okay when you had Max?
I didn't have perinatal. During the time, I did not believe I had postnatal depression. I know a lot of people who did, and I didn't suffer anything like they did, so I kind of felt fortunate. But looking back, I do believe around 4.5 months postpartum to 6 months, I think I did have a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we seem to be on a marriage and divorce cycle here. The Cyruses are at it again, right? How many times did they file for divorce?
This is their third filing,
really?
But apparently...
Third time's the charm?
Well, according to this one in the papers, they haven't lived together. Tish and Billy Ray Cyrus haven't lived together in about a year. So it seems like this one may be it. He was the first to file originally, and then they reconciled a couple weeks later, and then she filed a few years later, and I think like less than 10 days they were reconciled again. So this is the third filing, and this may be the one.
Really? Okay, see you later, alligator. Next up in the marriage course, where are Ben and Jen going to live? Because that little house on the prairie, also known as the $55 million Bel Air mansion, apparently has mice and mold and holes in the roof.
I have a spare lot next to me if they want to come slum it for us.
There you go. They can get an RV, park it in someone's driveway.
There you go.
Yeah, it fell through. The money in escrow wasn't working, and it's not clear exactly what made them pull away from this, but they're on the hunt again, and they're looking at some places that are valued at $64 million and $72 million. So maybe that $55 million shack just wasn't big enough.
Wasn't enough, right. And besides, really, we all know if you're really worth your salt in the entertainment business, you're going to live in Beverly Hills. Bel Air is for people who aren't in the entertainment business.
She loves Bel Air, though, I think.
She does? Yeah. Well, not bad. Miles goes to school up there, and Megan and I drove around last week looking. Megan, it's not Megan's neighborhood. She always has something to say about all the houses, including that, what was it, $165 million house that you go when you drive a Bellagio? Wow. 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's Brooke Burke for Skechers' new workout walker footwear.
Do you know the world's number one most popular form of exercise? It's walking. So you'd think that there would be tons of performance sneakers specifically made for walking, but there aren't. However, one company has you covered. Skechers, the comfort technology company, with their newest performance walking sneaker, Skechers Workout Walker. And it takes walking footwear to new heights. Because Skechers Workout Walker is fully loaded with all the technology you need to get the most out of your walk. It starts with a carbon-infused plate in the sole to add more spring to your step. Plus, it has Skechers Hyperburst foam for unbelievable cushion with incredible bounce. Plus, workout walkers feature Goodyear rubber for enhanced traction and durability, and ArchFit insoles with podiatrist-certified arch support for amazing comfort step after step. Make your walking workout more comfortable than ever with Skechers' new workout walker. Find them for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In an attempt to save voiceless lives, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt on Tuesday signed a bill that makes it illegal to perform abortions in the state, except in medical emergencies. Penalties up to $100,000 in fines and 10 years in prison is the consequence. Opponents are calling it a push towards white supremacy. Talcott Camp from the National Abortion Federation on Reuters.com.
I think it is part and parcel of a sort of, retrograde push back toward white supremacy.
Tuesday's shooting in the subway in New York City has more details. At least 23 people were injured, including 10 who were shot. The shooter fired his gun at least 33 times before it jammed. 62-year-old Frank James is wanted for questioning, as the U-Haul van he rented is believed to be the getaway vehicle. It was found in Brooklyn hours after the shooting. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Russia has signed on to a number of international agreements saying that it has eliminated its stockpiles of chemical weapons and that they would never use them because they've gotten rid of them. That's why former U.S. Ambassador to the Netherlands, Pete Hoekstra, on Newsmax last night says that the United States should investigate reports of Russia using chemical weapons in Ukraine.
Well, what I see first is the fog of war. We really don't know exactly what's going on or what happened last night with this drone and potential attack. The second thing that we would see, if it really was an attack using chemical weapons, you know, Russia has signed on to a number of international agreements saying that it has eliminated its stockpiles of chemical weapons, that it would never use them because it has gotten rid of them. If it was shown that these are chemical weapons, it shows the lie that Russia is, that it actually still has stockpiles of these weapons and is willing to use them, which makes it very different than what happened in Syria, where the Russians, you know, they probably facilitated and approved Syria using chemical weapons.
Newly released top secret documents have been published revealing details of a mysterious object that exploded in space about 8 years ago. The fireball was spotted over the southwestern Pacific Ocean north of Australia. The rock measurement was only a foot and a half wide, but was hurling towards Earth at a speed of 130,000 miles per hour. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hopefully you're not allergic to us and we can all bond here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner of Victoria out today as we check what's going on in the news, the events of the day, the issues of the day, and look back in history. 41 years ago this week, in fact, the first space shuttle, the Columbia, was launched. The government said it ushered in a new era of reusable spacecraft. Yes, it did, and except for the dummies in Washington, we ought to still be using the Challenger's the one that went down. Columbia we still had. You remember the names, the Enterprise? Remember the names of them? Matter of fact, it was when George Bush, where'd that come from? Jerry Ford was the president. There was a contest to name one of the space shuttles. You probably don't remember that because neither of you, well, you were around then, Jennifer, but you're in diapers.
I was not around when Gerald Ford was president. Thank you for asking. No.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I was around.
Just kidding.
God.
And I remember the contest. And
going
was,
fast enough. I don't need you to age me.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You're okay. You're beautiful. Oh lovely. The thing here was the excitement over this the space shuttle. So it was a national contest, and the Columbia had already been named, but there was another one, and Enterprise was the winner for obvious reasons because, and this is what, you know, how, I guess, culture impacts the rest of our lives, because the Enterprise and what went on the Enterprise, the whole business about Star Trek had captured the imagination of the nation, so that's what we remember. That's where Enterprise came from. It was directly connected to the space program then was directly connected in people's minds to Star Trek. That's kind of cool, actually, when you get right down to it. And this was all as a result. This was the next step. It was the first step before the International Space Station, but it was the next step after we had the trip to the moon and we were up there in shuttles and stuff. But it all started with probably the most famous non-political Russian in history. How many people can remember the name of the first man to launch into space? April 12th, 1961. Anybody remember?
Can I guess?
Yeah,
no,
Phil can
wants
guess.
To guess. Phil yeah, go ahead, Phil.
Yuri Gagarin.
Yuri Gagarin is the correct answer. You get the prize.
It's his day today. That's totally what I was going to say, too.
Today he's getting
job,
a new
Phil.
Alarm clock for his
birthday. Yeah, I didn't want to
prize.
Cheat, but...
Right.
Right.
Okay. So... This was a very interesting, it gave me cause to think about other famous Russians, because at the moment, none of us have real love in our heart for Russians, but we, lest we forget the people like Mikhail Baryshnikov, is that how you pronounce his name? Mikhail,
uh-huh.
Very famous dancer, he's someone that the Russians are proud of, and they ought to be proud of him, frankly. Did you know... that the actress Ilnia Lydia Mikronoff is still very famous actress. She doesn't use that name, however. Do you know who that is?
No.
Ilnia Lydia Mikronoff, I believe is how you pronounce her name. Her mother was English, her father was Russian. And her stage name is Helen Mirren.
No way, really?
Oh, okay.
She's a Russian. Yep, she's a Russian. I didn't know that. Actually, until I started nosing around some of the famous... There's another famous actor who is Russian. His real name... This is like a quiz. His real name is something that I can't even try to pronounce, but he was anglicized as George Sanders. I was born in St. Petersburg, Russia, to, again, English mother, Russian father. Does that me remember who George Sanders was?
I don't know who that is.
I have no idea who that
is. He would have been. Yeah, it's not surprising you don't know.
And don't forget the very famous Bernie Sanders, who is not Russian but romanticizes that he is.
Yeah, right, exactly.
He went on his honeymoon. Did you know that? He went on his honeymoon.
Yeah, yeah. No, he loves Russia. Yeah. Right. Famous Russians. Okay. So at 39 past the hour, here's something that upsets me greatly. The United States government is thinking about, talk about tone deaf. The announcement was made that the government, through the Federal Transportation Agency, is going to perhaps require the mask mandate to continue. Talk about completely tone deaf. The woman who leads the organization, there's like, it's the same as with the medical, there's about 18 different agencies. And so this lady, whose name is Abish Jha, I don't even know who she is, Ashby or whatever, who knows. She's a response coordinator at the White House, was on the Today Show and said, it's on the table. Supposed to expire next week. The leaders of all the airlines have said, let's get rid of it. The air on the planes is cleaner than any other air around. I can't think of anything, as much as I travel, that is dumber than requiring people. And this is why people have no trust in the government because of stuff like this. They're clueless.
And also because of the mixed messaging. This weekend, Fauci was out over the weekend saying, well, now it's up to the individual to decide. This is not going away, so it's up to you to decide what's appropriate if you have someone high risk or if you're high risk. It's like, you just said this all along. Like, just that would have been great. But now it's like we're flipping back. What was that, Jay?
Oh, no, yes, self-responsibility, self-accountability. But also think about it, not just flying. There are other opportunities that you are in a mass amount of people and nobody's wearing masks. If you're, like, say you're going to Disney World and you're there before the park opens and you have to sit in that massive holding area where everybody is body to body and nobody's in the mask.
Right. I don't know. I think they're really missing the mark. I don't know if you guys had a chance to see Axios this morning, and Axios does some good surveys. And so they asked Americans if COVID is a crisis. Still today, right? They were asking this just in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Fewer than 1 in 10 Americans now describe COVID as a crisis.
Yeah.
1 in 6 saying it's no problem at all.
Yep.
And the rest saying that it's somewhat of a problem, but not a serious crisis. Now, it breaks out. They do overall, and then they talk to Democrats and Republicans. So overall, 9% of those asked said that it's a serious crisis. 16% of Democrats say that, 3% of Republicans. And then they said, is it a problem, but manageable? Well, 73% said it's a problem, and I think that's what it is, right? I mean, I think that's where most sane people say it's a problem, but it's manageable. 73% say that. 81% of Democrats say that. 66% of Republicans say that. And then not a problem at all. 17% of Americans say it's not a problem at all. 31% of Republicans say the same, and then 3% of Democrats say the same. So Republicans less likely to believe it's a serious crisis than Democrats, and that's probably with governmental distrust right now. But by and large, the bulk of Americans say it's a problem but manageable. So let's manage it. Let's start letting people live instead of treating it like a crisis.
Right. You continue to have people, Jennifer, who will beat the drum because it's good. It's a good sales pitch. It's full of fear. Let's keep people afraid. The COVID uptick that's happened here in the Northeast, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, New England have had an uptick in cases, but they aren't certainly as difficult. They're, as you just said, they're manageable. And so what are we going to do? We're going to make people wear when they don't. And this is why the airlines didn't want it to continue, because it causes upset, because people realize that it's nonsense to wear a mask in an airplane because the air is cleaner in the airplane than it is anyplace else.
But here's what's beautiful, and Jay just said it. If you want to travel with a mask on, you can. You just don't have to if they take away the mandate. If people still feel like they are safer with the mask on, you can make the choice to wear a mask, and that's okay. We can give people the choice to protect themselves any way they want.
I was at a big party on Saturday night. There were about 2,400 people in a fairly closed room. Some people had masks on. Most did not. But you have, the choice. Do what you want to do. Do what you feel to do. It is not the... There is no increase in hospitalizations. I'm looking at the other stuff, the info around the regions of the country. The Northeast has the highest. The West and the South and the Midwest, very few cases that have been reported as of this week. So we're going to take this and use it. There's such uncertainty, but I think you've just done a great job with that survey. What we know is that people are tired of it. They're tired of being hit over the head with it. They're tired of the discussion about vaccinations and masks and stuff, whether you should or you shouldn't, or you will or you won't. There are some new treatments around. There's a new drug called, can you pronounce this? EVUSHELD, Evusheld. It helps.
Sounds good to me.
If you have an infection. I think this is the stuff that we're talking about, capsule that came from Pfizer.
There's so many therapeutics that were written off for politics' sake. And so much of this handling, and I really think that's why people are backing away from it, because it is a midterm year, and as we've had discussions in our private team meetings here, everything seems to get political, and it's unfortunate when it's our health that gets political, because, it's ridiculous, but I think if you look at this from a strictly political, the political ramifications of why people are tired of this, Republicans in the country have used this as a grand example of government overreach and as the government getting too big and taking away people's freedoms.
Agree.
And so they've started marketing that, right? And they're going to turn it if there are more mandates. That's what they're going to use politically in the midterm elections. And I think Democrats are aware of that. And Democrats are saying, you know, this isn't a winning message for us because people are losing their appetite to hear it. So that's why I think everybody is sort of backing away from it as like this, you know, this number one issue like it was, because it really dominated the 2020 election cycle. A lot of people think that's why Trump lost the election in 2020, because, you know, because he was more resistant to some of the stuff that was going on. So I don't know. I think it's interesting that everybody's kind of like, you know what, maybe this isn't the best one for us to move forward on. So maybe that's why we're backing off of it, because everybody knows it's not a winner for the American people, because everybody's sick of it.
Do I have your permission to be somewhat? I think this is a funny.
Go for it.
I just said, I know, when you can't said,
tell. I've got a real funny joke here for you. Get ready.
No. Yeah, you ready? Ready, get set, go. No, I wasn't
laying on
a joke. As you were saying that, I was thinking of saying something silly like, oh, Trump lost the election?
Oh, that would have been funny. You should have said he's still president, isn't he?
He's the president.
That's what people think.
Back to the airlines for a moment, please. American Airlines is going to start moving people on buses.
Like air buses or like...
No, they have lots of air buses, but ground buses. They're going to start hauling people from 50 to 70 miles away from, like, their Philadelphia hub, Washington hub, Los Angeles. They're going to put people in buses instead of trying to operate them around. This is a better way to get passengers, like, from L.A. To Orange County, right? There's no little plane that you should do. Use the bus. I thought that was pretty interesting.
What could go wrong?
Take the bus. American Airlines on the ground. 48 past the hour.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Here's football star Tony Romo for Skechers Max Cushioning Footwear.
You know when you go to your kid's game and you have to sit on those uncomfortable, super hard bleachers? That's how I feel now when I wear regular shoes. Why? Because once I started wearing Skechers Max Cushioning, I've been spoiled with how amazing extra cushioning feels. It's like going to sit on those hard bleachers and someone stuck a big cushy pillow on them. Because Skechers maxed out the cushioning with a thick, comfy slice of super light Ultra Go cushioning for a soft, pillowy feel with every step. And the comfort doesn't end there. Max Cushioning also has Skechers Air-Cooled Goga Mat insoles. And they're machine washable and very affordable. These definitely won't max out your budget. So don't settle for inferior cushioning. Treat yourself to maximum cushion with Skechers Max Cushioning.
You heard Tony Romo. Now feel the difference extra cushioning can make for yourself with ultra-comfortable, machine-washable Skechers Max Cushioning footwear. See all the fashionable styles of Max Cushioning for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Now, 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. Time for us to visit with Dr. Jack Stockwell, except Dr. Jack is in Florida. His father is ailing, and he's gone down there. So he's left me in charge of some of the information that, were he to be here, he would have passed along to you. So I will do that, and it'll be his charge, if you will. Jack, brought to you by the folks who have more success stories than you can shake a stick at when it comes to weight loss. And that is the Calitrin story, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitrin's been helping people lose weight the healthy way for 25 years. The secret isn't really a secret. It's a blend of three things that were put together by a doctor and the nurses that were treating people in an obesity clinic. Collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and then the aloe vera that's part of the combination work together in perfect harmony to make sure that your body is repairing and rebuilding itself as you've lost the weight. Because we all know, kind of get flabby in your, there's a certain sense of your body that you lose when you lose a lot of weight, especially quickly. So if you want success, don't go back to eating. Go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. And feel more connected to your body. That's what it, you'll feel that way, because this, the energy that you get and the success that you'll feel is all part of it. It's a psychological thing and a physical thing put together. And by the way, when you order at toploss.com, use the DJV code, free shipping. There's a fabulous $25 off. Well, this is 25th anniversary. So they're giving you $25 off your order for the 3-month supply. Calitrin, specially formulated for success, all natural. That's the secret. Check it out at toploss.com. And when you are checking out, make sure you get that $25 off the 3-month, supply, and you get free shipping. Code DJV at toploss.com. Now,
the news this week, which seems to have people pretty excited when it comes to eating. We all love to eat, do we not? I do. I enjoy eating. I try not to have it show. I keep myself busy, but I still, every once in a while, I get a little pudgy here and there. One of the things I found this week with Jack's help was the success rate of people who are trying to lose weight, reduce the risk of heart attacks, that sort of thing. And by the way, this is for both men and women, eating avocados. So you have avocado toast. A lot of people are doing that. If you have cheese with your meal, processed meats, that sort of thing, you can eat avocados and it'll help you reduce the risk of heart attacks, even if your diet is full of butter, cheeses, and that sort of thing. Cardiovascular disease, leading killer worldwide. 18 million people died last year. In the U.S., U.S. Center for Disease Control says heart disease takes a life every 36 seconds. So I guess you could say eating avocados is a great way to to kind of build yourself back to a healthy heart and circulatory system. Certainly losing weight is all about that. And that's where Calitrin comes in, for sure. Some of the things that Jack is very popular as a member of the DJV Health Squad. And one of the reasons is because he feels something and he tells you the story. And he'll tell you why he feels the way he does about, and it's based on research. A couple of recent podcasts that we've done with Jack, actually, we were back to 1912 with a conversation about cancer and heart disease and how much more of a problem it is now. The first documented heart attack was in 1912. You know, that people died of heart attacks before that, but nobody knew what it was. I found that to be fascinating. So that's part of the story. You can check out Jack and his podcast with the DJV Health Show at djvhealthshow.com. He also has his own podcast at forbiddendoctor.com, where you find a lot of the things that he and his wife Mary have developed in their clinic in Salt Lake City that are great supplements. I know one of the more recent podcasts has a focus on ageless thyroid, which is something we all need to be treating our thyroid. We all need to supplement the operation of our thyroid. More people have problems with little cancers in their thyroid than almost anything else. So if you are interested in how it works and how to make sure that it works the right way, check out another recent podcast at djvhealthshow.com. These are all free. That's djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. It's 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.